Audio Gravity, 27th of June 2009. First link to today. First link today is Beer XML, an XML standard for beer brewing data version 1.0. I'm pointing and looking in the favourable direction of Mudder Magnet on this. I made me laugh, so I had to put it in there. Beer XML, an XML standard for beer brewing data. People are using it to exchange recipes, but they're on about using it as well for like a table of hops could be exported into a single file. It's just mad. Why would you even consider making an XML standard for brewing beer? Next link is over on GitHub. An awesome coder who rapidly rolls things out that are very, very useful is Tyler Hall. And he's rolled out a Mobile Me web scraper that exposes the Apple Find My iPhone service to the command line. What this enables you to do is you can retrieve your phone's current location and push messages and an optional alarm to the remote device. Very, very cool, especially if you're the sort of person who doesn't really have a Mobile Me account. I think you can use this. If it's a web scraper. Yeah, if it's a web scraper, you should be able to do it from the web data that you get. Next link is Ros Savage. I don't know if you've heard about Ros Savage yet, but she's this lady from the UK. She's a British rower. She's a motivational speaker as well, and she does a lot of stuff regarding the environment. After 11 years as a management consultant, she embarked on a new life of adventure by rowing 3,000 miles across the Atlantic. She's now attempted to become the first woman to row solo across the Pacific. But what's cool about what she's doing, apart from all that stuff, which is pretty epic in itself, she's got this really, really cool widget called the Ros Tracker. And what the Ros Tracker does is it's tracking her progress across the Pacific via her GPS updater. But every time she updates on Twitter or sends a blog post or anything to do with that, it puts it on the Google map. Now, I've actually spoke to the guys who've made this. They're based in Hawaii. I told them about the stuff that we were doing with geo stuff, which we started to do at South by Southwest. And there might be some good crossover stuff that we can do. We've just got to fix our map first and get back to that. And hopefully we can talk to them about a next version of what might be for South by Southwest for next year. Next link is Tweet Chat. I'm not really sure if this is a chat room or just like a real-time display of hashtags that you can sort of, and they're presented to you in a sort of chat way. You actually log into Tweet Chat first, choose a hashtag that you want to follow, and then each tweet is sent to you to the room and it auto updates. So you can set certain things like user control so you can ignore certain people. So I guess it is sort of like a chat room, but it's a strange name to call it Tweet Chat, especially when there's stuff like Twitter for which does similar things. Okay, next link is over on bamboo-groove.com. This is a website, Green Building Council. What it is, it's about a company that builds sustainable houses, and they've basically took plantation bamboo as the main construction material. So they've got three or four different designs. They take a normal container, like a container that you have on a container ship, and then they build around it. So they've got like these beautiful like model houses. I'm really, really getting swayed towards eco all the time. I can feel it in the back of my mind nagging at me that I should be doing something a lot less. You know, I really don't want this house. I want to move out of this house. I want to live a lot more low footprint, not just for eco, but for peace of mind. I don't need all this stuff. Minimalistic, creative thought, innovation is where my head is slowly moving towards. Check it out though, bamboo-groove.com. And also the last link today is another design house kind of link over on johnpardesarchitects.com. And if you go to that, there is this beautiful one-off house which is built upon stilts on the River Loddon near Wargrave, which is, I presume, somewhere in the UK. And it's just this beautiful floating house that's been designed. You know, the aesthetics of this place is just beautiful. You can arrive on boat or you walk up into it. And then there's a photo, I think it's number 9, Hind House -15 if you look down. If there's a grid of photos on the left, if you take the one on the bottom right, which is in the nine grid, in the grid of nine, there's this photo looking out over the water, over the river, and it's just beautiful. Go check it out. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.